Welcome to the Daily Photo Tip with Chris. My name is Chris Marquardt and this is your daily dose of photography. And I'm on my way north to Hanover and I'm taking the car today because, well, usually I take the train, but today it's the car because I have stuff to transport and it's just easier this way. And so I'm driving on the Autobahn and I'm not driving now, I'm on a car park here. I've just refueled the car, and one of the things that I just thought of when I looked at all the cars driving by here is what I want to talk about today, and that is panning shots. It's another tool in your creative toolbox. What a panning shot is, you basically keep track of a moving subject, typically linear moving subject, like a car. You see those pictures from car races or from bicycle races and from car races and bicycle races. So very linear stuff. Also works with the runners, even though they also go up and down. But basically, there are a few tips around that will help you get better panning shots. First of all, practice. It really takes a lot of practice, and you have to be ready to discard a lot of the shots that you took. Maybe 1 in 100 shots will turn out good. That's just, well, maybe 2, maybe 5. Depends on your experience. What'll help you keep those bikes or cars in focus is, first of all, set your camera to continuous focusing mode. That's what the Nikonians among you call it. The Canon people call it, what is it? Servo mode. Yeah, servo mode. And you, and that basically tells the camera to keep track of the focus so you don't have to do this. Because the distance between you and the subject will change in these situations. And it'll constantly change. So that is the first thing. The other is usually having all focus points enabled will also increase your chances of it being in focus. The third thing is the shutter speed. You want a shutter speed that is slow enough for the background to get blurred. There's no point on a very bright sunny day to shoot, for example, with a wide open aperture and an extremely short shutter speed, because that'll still freeze the background. So as a rule of thumb, take the distance in miles per hour of the subject, the speed in miles per hour of the subject, and use that as the shutter speed value. So if that thing drives with let's say at 50 miles an hour, try a 50th of a second or slower, just in that ballpark to get going. Again, as it's a ballpark figure, it's also true for kilometers an hour. So if that thing is 100 kilometers fast and it's reasonably close to you, you want to go 1/100th of a second and take it from there. Use that as a starting point. Okay, I guess that's it for today. Did I forget anything? I'm confused. So many things going on today. Okay, I guess that's it. If not, I'll add it tomorrow. My name is Chris Marquardt. This was the Daily Photo Tip. And you can subscribe to this. Just go to tipsfromthetopfloor.com, where you can also find my longer show, which is at least 20 minutes long these days, sometimes even 30 to 40 minutes once a week, and other stuff on that feed as well. And you can subscribe there, tipsfromthetopfloor.com. In the right-hand sidebar, there's a little box that will give you all the details about this show and how to get it in iTunes and so on. Oh, and I'm over 4 minutes. Okay, this is the longest daily photo tip I've done in a while. My name's Chris Marquardt. Talk to you again tomorrow. Happy shooting.